If you believe God for a miracle and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher Radio broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
By the time Paul gets to Romans chapter 5, the Galatians, chapter 5, he has scolded the Galatian believers because he says, you began in the spirit, but now are you perfected in the flesh? Did you cease those spiritual truths and those spiritual disciplines so that you may apply fleshly principles? See, that's what old wineskin thinking does. It has you applying fleshly principles. Too many of us are caught up in works. And our salvation has lost its flavor because we're caught up in works. We're caught up in litany. Those religious observances that hold us back. We are called to freedom, called to liberty. And we struggle with external things. Paul addresses this in the writings to the Galatians. He says, you're worried about days and feasts and public opinion, when you ought to be enjoying your life. Those of you that have marital troubles, I'll tell you why you have marital troubles. You don't need to go through a whole lot of counseling to understand this. You're having marital troubles because you're focusing on the problem of your spouse rather than enjoying the company. I know my wife isn't going to agree with everything I say. I know she's not. And I'm not going to agree with everything she says. So we enjoy what we agree on. Because I've come to realize she's right. No, not by capitulation, but by analysis. She came to me once several years ago and said, I think you need to go on a cruise. I said, I ain't going on no blooming cruise. So if God wanted me to go on a cruise, he would have gave me fins and gills. She said, I'm going to pray. She's a woman of prayer. She said, I'm going to pray that God change your mind. I said, pray all you want to. But this is one thing that he ain't going to get me on. In 1982, she came to me and said, we're going on vacation. I said, where are we going? She said, we're going to Disney World. I said, I ain't going to Disney World. I said, I don't want to go down there. It's too hot. She said, I'm going to pray. We went to Disney World. Through her prayer, I've been there 37 times. Right. Took her there so much, my daughter said, Dad, I don't want to go no more till I have my own family. We were going three times a year because she prayed. Open up that window of heaven. So she's a woman of wisdom. She said, all right, I prayed about you going on the cruise. I said, I ain't going. She said, we going. How about if we go on the Disney boat? I said, whoa, you ain't said nothing but a word. Been on there 11 times. Then she said, well, let's try something different. And I ain't trying nothing different. She prayed. Been on Royal Caribbean 8 times. He said, let's try another one. I said, I ain't trying no more. Went on Princess, Celebrity. Because she prayed. So we focus on the things that work. Not the stuff that doesn't. She knows there's some things she's never going to get me to do. And I know there's some things that she won't do. But we don't make a big deal about it. We don't need counseling over it. We focus on, you know what, you're a pain in the neck, but in a few weeks we're going to be on that boat. I can put up with you for 3 more weeks, but when I get on that boat, glory to God, 7 days, hallelujah. Because we focus, so we'll say, oh, I can't wait till our vacation comes. Why? Because that's how it is. You stop focusing on the bad stuff. Sure, you go through. Stop talking about it. Talk about your victory. don't want to hear about your bad stuff all the time. It's like people get up at funerals. We want you to have words of expression. Praise the Lord. I want the family to know I know exactly how you feel because I lost my mother last week. Nobody cares. It's their time. It's the family's time. Because I had death in my family. No. Why are you doing that? No, don't focus on the bad. Holy Spirit is here. Focus on the good. Here's what God taught me. I was at a hospital way out somewhere. I don't even know where it is anymore because I don't go to hospitals often. It's way out City Line Avenue, way in, like going out in the real bougie section where they have no spray paint on the walls, just really far. Like out in a different township. It was just far away. I mean, so I parked my car and I said to God, I don't want to go in the hospital. You know I don't like going in the hospital. He didn't say a word. Got on the elevator. I don't like going in the hospital. You know I don't like going in the hospital. Reached the floor. Got off the floor. Put on my pastor face. Went into the room. Prayed for the person. They were in the last stages of cancer. I prayed for them. They were, you know, oh, praise the Lord, pastor, hallelujah. And I praise God. Praise God. Anoint them with oil. Talk to the family. Praise God, praise God, praise God. And I left the hospital. I said, God, I don't like being in the hospital. Why, God, I don't like this, God. Give me some other pastors that can go. God, I don't want to be in the hospital. He didn't say a word all the time, coming in, getting out my car, going up, going to the room. I got on the elevator to come down. I don't like being in the hospital. I don't like being in the hospital. Got down to the floor where my car was, and he spoke to me. And he said these words. Just be glad you can leave. I was done. No more complaining. If I go now, it's praise the Lord. Let me go in and present Christ. Why? Because the Holy Spirit helps you to see that even though you may be in a difficult situation, it's not as bad as it could be. So focus on how good it is and not on how bad it could be. So Paul tells these Galatian Christians, y'all messed up. He started holding on to the flesh. So they said, well, Paul, then we got to understand what's fleshly behavior. Verses 16 through 19. He talks about that fleshly behavior. We'll talk about it next week. Because if you compare that to Romans 6 and 7. But then he says, but the fruit of the Spirit. In Greek, there are two words for but. One is the word Allah, A-L-L-A. Then there's the word De, D-E, Delta Epsilon. Now, De is a normal conjunction. It's I was going up the step, but I decided to go over here. I was. I was thinking to do this, but because it rained, I decided not to go. A normal conjunction brings two ideas together. But in Greek, when you get to the other, but, Allah, that represents an ideology that is diametrically opposed. In other words, for the wages of sin is death. Allah, but the gift of God is eternal life. In other words, the second part is greater than the first. Not just the conjunction, but it represents a complete turn to something greater. The works of the flesh are manifest, which are these. But the fruit of the Spirit is love. Now, Paul, having taught love to the church at Corinth, realizes the number one question you're going to have is, what is love? In 1 Corinthians, he describes it. In Galatians, he defines it. And that's how you know the Holy Ghost lives inside you. I'm going to leave you with the fruit of the Spirit is love, period. That's it. That is the fruit. The evidence of the Spirit is love. But now we have to answer the question. What is it? How do I know I'm demonstrating it? Our Father, your love and your grace and your mercy has brought us this far. We've seen today how your mercy has been extended towards us to change our lives, to convert us and make us new creatures in Christ. Give us the opportunity to live for you as you teach us your word. Help us to apply these principles so that our lives may be changed. Enrich us, O Lord, with your presence and your spirit, and keep us focused so that we may grow up in our salvation, walking in unity and proving to the world that we belong to you. Challenges will come, but through Christ, we can do all things. Thank you for it now. There's someone here, Father, who may not know Christ. There's someone here this morning who may not have surrendered to the Christ of Calvary, whose lives have not yet been touched. As they sit in your holy presence, I pray that you save, that you heal, and that you deliver. Thank you for it now. Every head bowed, every eye closed. If you are here and you do not know Jesus, I just want you to raise your hand right where you are. If you know you need to be saved, I want you to raise your hand. As I was praying, the Holy Spirit said to offer this opportunity, and that means that he's been dealing with somebody and asking for me to ask them if they just want to come to Christ. Just raise your hand. I'm not going to ask you to come down to the altar. I'm going to ask you to raise your hand right where you are because God knows you're here. So I want to give you an opportunity to say yes so that I can obey God, and then it's up to you and him. Father, I've planted, I've watered, and some planted in others, and I've given the invitation the way you've told me to do it. And now it's up to you and the Holy Spirit to bring people into a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. Thank you for this opportunity, and we bless you for it now. Amen.
For a copy of the message you just heard in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
05516A.
Such is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $16. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. To attend Bethel Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Cheltenham Avenue at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 p.m., with prayer and Bible study being held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us on the web at www.betheldeliverance.org. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert, Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Preaching with specific purpose.
Break up your fallow ground, because the Lord is about to come and sow righteousness.
On July 16th, Bishop Eric A. Lambert Jr., presiding bishop of the Bethel Deliverance International Fellowship of Churches, presents the 2016 Preaching Workshop. Workshop presenters will be Bishop Eric A. Lambert Jr., Dr. Wesley Pinnock, also Pastor Clement M. Lumpton III. Saturday, July 16th, 2016. The morning sessions will be from 9 a.m. until 12 noon. The afternoon session, 1:30 p.m. until 4 p.m. Topics will be preaching for evangelism, preaching for training, and preaching for sanctification. Registration includes materials and lunch. Call 215-885-2585, extension 314. 215-885-2585, extension 314. Register online at betheldeliverance.org. Plan now to be a part of the Preaching with Specific Purpose Workshop at the Bethel Deliverance International Fellowship of Churches on Saturday, July the 16th, 2929 West Cheltenham Avenue in Wincode, PA.